The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow of Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Word of God is always rich, and we can always glean from it special golden nuggets. I'd be very surprised if any of you ever meditated upon the slave girl of Naaman the Syrian. I would be almost shocked if any of you ever spent time meditating upon the little slave girl, but she's important. If it were not for the slave girl, then Naaman the Syrian would not have been healed. God can use little people with little things, but with great hearts to accomplish miracles. Huh? Like the little boy with the loaves and the fish, right? The widow's mite, or someone as little as Mother Teresa. Huh? God can use little people with little things, but with great hearts to accomplish great miracles. And isn't that the spirituality of St. Therese, to do the little things of our daily life with extraordinary love? That's holiness, to the ordinary things. So that's one point, is never to underestimate our little actions that are done with great love. We can save souls. The essential message, however, I'd like to lay in your hearts this morning is his name in the Syrian. He's an interesting character, isn't he? He's the general of the Syrian army. He's obviously a very capable 5-star general. We call him a General Patton if you're an American. But he was a leper, so his body was filled with these marks of leprosy. So the slave girl says, "Look, you know, there's a prophet there in Israel that's very capable. So Naaman basically obeys his wife, who has a message from the slave girl. She arrives at the house of Elisha and with his leprosy, And he's expecting Elisha to have a very elaborate, extravagant prayer service, right? Long prayers, incantations, and invocations, and maybe it's going to take 2 or 3 days. What does he do? Go jump in the lake. No. Don't go jump in the lake, because that can be interpreted in a different way, right? Go to the nearby river and bathe in it 7 times. So he gets angry. They have traveled all this way, and he just tells me to go in the lake there and just bathe 7 times. So he gets really angry. I'm not going to do that. So he's very human, this name in the Syrian. I think a lot of us can identify with him. When our ideas are contradicted, we get angry. We do, we get angry. If we're interrupted, our plans are directed another path, we oppose that, we do. And then his friends come in and they talk to him and say, if he asked you to do something difficult, you would do it. Just obey him. So we see the real, even though this is one of the best military commanders in the world back then, the guy's a humble guy. He's a humble guy. So he allows his soldiers that are much lower than him to speak with him and give him advice. And he goes into the river, he bathes 7 times, and he's totally cured. Classical interpretation of this is the following. All of us, if we're truly, sincerely seeking perfection, we all have to have spiritual direction. Especially at the daily communicants, we should all have spiritual direction. Guess who I'm speaking to Wednesday? To my spiritual director. Yeah. I'll be speaking with my spiritual director. We as oblates, we have to have a spiritual director. That's part of our charism. We're oblates, we're Ignatian. We have to have a spiritual director because we're all blind. We all have blind spots. You do, and so do I. So through spiritual direction, we're able to see more clearly God's will. I could give you probably about 5 different biblical examples. I'll only give you one. Most of you have probably read the Acts of the Apostles. Have you? We always read it the Easter season. So Easter season, we read the Acts of the Apostles. And in this wonderful book written by St. Luke, we have an Ethiopian eunuch. Do you remember that passage, any of you? You don't remember. Well, I'll refresh your memory. This Ethiopian eunuch he's trying to find God. So he travels from Ethiopia all the way to Jerusalem on pilgrimage. And he's honestly pursuing the truth. So when he's driving back in his chariot, he's reading the prophet Isaiah. And God says to Philip the deacon, run up and catch up there. It's a charming passage, so Philip runs up, probably a good athlete. Maybe he was in the Greek Olympics for the long distance. He runs up next to him, and he's running beside, and This Ethiopian eunuch is reading the prophet Isaiah. Apparently he's reading it out loud, okay? And Philip says, hey, what are you reading? Well, I'm reading the prophet Isaiah. Do you understand it? And he says, how can I understand it unless someone explains it to me? Yeah. So Philip jumps up, sits down next to him, and then he tells the horses to take off again. And the horses are heading down the southern strip of Gaza. Philip is explaining Isaiah to him, and he's giving him a baptismal catechesis. The Ethiopian eunuch is in a crash RCIA program, or OCIA, I guess they say today, right? Then the Ethiopian eunuch says, hey, there's water there. What's to prevent me from being baptized? So Philip, with great docility, gets down, baptizes the Ethiopian eunuch, and then the Holy Spirit grabs Philip and takes him on the road to Caesarea Philippi. And the Ethiopian eunuch, he's a newborn Catholic. He goes back to Ethiopia, and what does he do? He tells the king and the queen and the courtiers and his family members, so the Christian Catholic faith starts in Ethiopia because of that experience. All related to docility and openness to being willing to be taught. So let's pray for two graces today. Let's pray that we be like the little slave girl, that we be humble but filled with love, that she has humility and great love and compassion, seeing her master suffer with leprosy. But also let's pray that all of us would be humble enough to submit ourselves to proper direction, because we all have blind spots. I certainly do, and I think you do too. I think you do too. We all have blind spots. So let's pray for charity, humility, and docility to God's voice, which is communicated through the voice of the church. Amen.